Joined by art teacher Kate Beike for the OABCIG Spotlight, and we're going to revisit the Western Valley Conference art show, Kate, that OABCIG hosted this year back on March 22nd. We were talking about this a little bit beforehand. Tell us about some of the workshops that went into this.
The different students from our 10 different schools in our district, they came for the day, and they participated in an embroidery workshop, which our middle school art teacher, Emily Moore, directed, and they also participated in a sharing stones activity, which the kids all painted a positive message or image on a rock, and they are intended to hide them outside in hopes that someone would find one and pick them up to kind of brighten their day for them.
So a lot of the kids had projects that were part of this.
Yeah, the schools could bring up to 10 to 12 kids, and those kids brought some of their artwork that they've been working on throughout the year, and they while they were in the workshops, the art judges were judging and picking out the best stuff that we had for the day.
What were some of the projects that some of your kids had as part of the art show?
We had some different things in all the different categories, but Savannah Witch, she had a second place medal in the drawing category. Stephanie Rigby received a second place medal in sculpture, and Truman Clark received second place in graphic design. And then we also had 20 other students that received different types of ribbons throughout the day.
And those few you mentioned got the highest honor possible for prizes, right?
Yep, it goes best of show is the best possible award, and then it goes to medals, and then it goes to ribbons. So they did a pretty good job.
All right. So how long had you been preparing for this day, gearing up for the workshops and projects and so forth?
It rotates every year through the different schools in the district. So, I had a year that I knew about it, but the last, few weeks I put everything together and arranged everything that way, but It went over really well.
Yeah, I know you had good numbers for the art club last year. How's it been as far as the students involved this year?
Our numbers are still very high. We have up in the 30s for the art club kids, and, we have a strong group of leaders in there, and we do some different things throughout the year to help the community or just to boost the morale at school. But they've got a good group of kids, and we're going on an art club trip in April to Omaha this year.
All right. Yeah, I was just going to ask if there's anything on the horizon for the art club now that the art show is in the books. So I got that trip to look forward to now.
Yep, and we'll also be hosting on Thursday, May 3rd, we will have our silent art auction at the last high school spring choir concert at the high school here.
Very nice. Kate Beike, keep up the great work with the art club, and thanks a lot for your time on the Spotlight today. Sure appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's Kate Beike with the OABCIG Art Club and the School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.